welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. So good to be with you. You are in the right place. I'm your honored host, Daniel Brigman. ThePowerHour.com is our main website. ThePowerMall.com is where all the products are. We've got great specials over there. Check that out. 877-817-9829. Any questions you may have, any comments you may have, or what have you, on the show, if you want to call into the show, it's 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. That's our new show number for people transitioning over. Don't feel like you need an invitation. Just call. We'll talk to you during the break or get you in or whatever. We'd love to hear from you. So don't be shy. Thank you so much for being here today. Great broadcast. We have Norbert Heuser. I thought his name was Norbert when I first saw it. Like the movie, I just was cracking up already, the Eddie Murphy movie. His name is Norbert Heuser, and he's an expert on electromagnetic frequency, EMF, smart meters to cell phones to 5G, and he's got some really important, I don't want to say chilling, I mean, we're past that, right? Some important statistics, important information, tips on things you can do. Always keep making our audience aware of this. We have a lot of new people, so a new perspective on this and a new person to have on. So we're excited to have Norbert on the broadcast. And then Rick Kaler, our good old friend. We love Rick from Rick Satellite, will be on towards the end of the broadcast. Also, check out one of the reasons that we switched from GCN. GCN was just so difficult to deal with. About, we couldn't even play Joyce's songs half the time for, you know, on Friday. Today's the end of the week, so to play the Yahweh song at the end of the week, we couldn't even, it became difficult. And but not here, not on Rents Network. Todd has been fantastic to work with. So check out the song that closes the show. You can hear it in the background. Will be that song that Joyce always loves, so and the audience loves. So a little shout out there. And of course, Uncle Kevin's joining us. Welcome, Uncle Kevin.
It's great to be back, Dan.
Yes, it's good to have you. As always, we're going to talk about the news. Over the last couple of days since Larry's interview, I've just been thinking about that interview. It's just been like I woke up this morning. I was just thinking about Larry and his experience, and I don't know.
He was
know.
Wonderful. I loved him.
What stuck with you the most about that?
Just that about him? He's such a personable guy, just a likable guy.
Or the interview, or anything he said. Yes, well, he is likable, very likable.
Well, he went back to the early 60s and messed around with Malcolm X and, I mean, all those people back in those days. I mean, it was a wealth of information.
I was so struck, and I, you know, maybe it didn't hit me at the time or whatever, I don't know. I think I commented on air, but this COINTELPRO, counterintelligence program, and to see that their mission, their stated mission, not speculative mission, their stated mission was to make sure that no Messiah ever rises to power. And you can see why Jesus was killed. I mean, you see why in the Bible, a Messiah figure, just that term, Messiah, and why he had to go to the quote-unquote powers that be at that time.
Cobain. And,
who?
Cobain, John Lennon.
Oh, the music leader, sure, certainly. Yeah. Yes, John Lennon, I can still remember John Lennon on Dick Cavett. Dick Cavett says, "Well, I think there's too many people on the planet." And John Lennon says, "Well, I don't care what you think."
Yeah, I don't give a rat's what you think.
Yeah, I don't care what you think.
That's right.
And that was, you know, he in one sentence totally squelched that whole discussion because he's John Lennon.
Right.
And the power of that and the propaganda machine, he shut down that whole line of thinking with one sentence.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the power that he had.
And, they didn't like it.
And talking to Larry and what they did to him, particularly how they set him up, they put him in jail. I mean, there was just the Black Panther, how they infiltrated and they changed it. Agent Provocateurs. I mean, this is nothing new. This is Larry Pinkney. This is Huey P. Newton. This is the Black Panther Party was teaching people to read, was helping feeding, was helping people be armed against police brutality. I mean, all these things empowering power, like he said several times, all power to the people. So counterintelligence program, COINTELPRO, no matter what you think of the Black Panther Party, how it started, you heard Larry, no matter what is out there, what do you think the pressure is on our show? And that, now you see YouTube, a big story. YouTube's another wave of censorship and canceling of these.
Yeah, they're censoring everybody who has a just mentioning stuff.
Well, this is one of the reasons we've been reluctant to push. You know, we had to start over. Our whole YouTube channel was canceled. You know that. So we've been, while we've talked about it, we haven't pushed our YouTube channel much, but it's there. We do have our interviews. We're kind of careful about what we put on there. We do have good interviews and mm-hmm. things like that. But, why am I telling you all this? Why am I going over one? If you missed the Larry Pinkney interviews 2 days ago, what's the day? Today's the 7th. So the 5th, 6/5/2019, you can go back and listen to that interview. I thought it was mind blowing. It's one of the best interviews I've ever been part of. To me personally, but it also goes back to you and who you are and how important you are. And in this world, it's obvious when you have such a force that is in quote unquote power or has quote unquote power for whatever reason it is, the deep state, whatever it is, that they can, this was in the '60s, that they can infiltrate a pro people, a pro black movement like that and neutralize it and twist it and take it over.
And throw them in jail.
You think about today.
Yeah.
And you think about what we're facing. You are the revolution, ladies and gentlemen, and how valuable you are in every decision you make. I don't care if you're sitting, you may be disabled, sitting in your home, listen on satellite, listen to this broadcast, and think, what in the world can I do? Every small or big decision that you make that brings you closer to the truth, that brings you closer to health, happiness, success, freedom, all the things that we talk about is a stab right into this structure, this COINTELPRO structure, because that's what it is, counterintelligence mm-hmm. program. It should be a counter freedom program. That's what it, there is a huge, massive, we don't need to get into theories or whatever. It's obvious there's a huge counter freedom program for all of the world, and specifically ground zero is America, because America has the blood of people who did the impossible in them. We have a spirit of freedom. We have the Declaration of Independence. You know, I spent some time in Greece and seeing that country. You know, Greece was a magnificent empire one time and did amazing things. Nothing like the Declaration of Independence, but what it accomplished in those people. And now you're looking 2,000 years later and the people are, I mean, they're
it's called socialism.
Yeah, they're just beat down. They don't have that light, that spark, that, mm-hmm. that greatness is so dulled in them. But America is, America is not like that. It's still there for some people. It's still there for you, ladies and gentlemen. I hope that, and I'm telling you this because Larry's interview and how he brought people together. I hope he's listening today. I don't know if he is or not, but I hope he is. And I was just so inspired by him. I hope you were. And I hope that this show in some small way along the line inspires you just to take some small action, just to get knowledge about something, to get to maybe push a vaccine sheet like Thomas does. Thomas, God bless you for what you're doing. I think we're going to make up some new vaccine sheets because there's so much new information and even more direct and more powerful. Yep. But ladies and gentlemen, my hat's off to you. The Power Hour, you are the spark. You are the light, or big part of the light that's here. People like you. You are special. You are important, no matter what big or small action that you take.
Yeah, Americans are different from the rest of the world. We got freedom coursing through our veins.
That's right. At least we for a large part of us, we do.
Yeah.
And let's get to the news, and then we'll transition to a perfect segue into the invaders, or the people call them immigrants or illegal aliens, whatever.
Coming from the Congo. What is Congo coming here for? How did they get here on our border?
Yeah, that's not a refugee.
No.
Refugee is like the closest port, basically.
Yeah, closest port. You got to stop port is, and file for refugee.
They're getting here for the Congo? It's a joke. But anyway, this is one of the biggest problems with the immigration that's flowing from our southern border. And I know that you know this, but for new people, what have you, when they come here, it doesn't matter what you think of these people. It doesn't matter what I think of these people. They have no basis in freedom. They have no basis in...
They ain't got a clue.
...in what America is. Well, Americans barely do.
Yeah.
And so it's even diluting it even more mm-hmm. so. Trump says no deal with Mexico has reached as border arrests surge. This is of the New York Times. Ladies and gentlemen, since Trump got elected, they are pushing that border and pushing that border. They are hammering it. Whoever it is, whatever it is, they are hammering this border. Mexico freezes accounts of migrant traffickers amid U.S. tariff row. So the little bit of pressure that America put on Mexico, they decided to start freezing some of the accounts of human traffickers and things that are going across the border. They're taking some action. Not enough for Donald Trump because there's no agreement has been reached. Right. Mexico could stop this if they want.
If they want.
Or at least cut it down. I'm tired of hearing, well, you can't stop. I'm tired of hearing, well, you can't stop it. Give me a break. Yeah, you're right. You cannot stop 100% of the immigrants coming across. I don't care if you have a wall, this, that. But you can sure stop about 99% of them if you take some reasonable measures.
And it doesn't cost that much either. We've talked about it a bunch of times.
Dogs, wire, and some guards every 200 yards.
I'm for the mechanical dogs, though.
I'm not. What are they going to do when they're done with them? They're going to turn them on Baltimore or Chicago.
With the 50 cows strapped to their backs.
Oh, yeah. Nothing could possibly go wrong there. I've been looking, trying to find more about Julian Assange. I've been hesitant to kind of bring this up because it's kind of mismatched information. But this is kind of a weird story out of the Gateway Pundit. Exclusive interview. Belmarsh prison inmate, where he is in Britain, provides photos of Julian Assange. Julian said, the internet is the one thing they can't control. So it's a fellow inmate. How he got pictures of Julian Assange out. What do they got, cell phones? I mean, this whole story is kind of weird. But he's alive. He seems defiant. And he seems, the internet, they can't control the internet. No matter what they do, they can't control it. It's going to slip through their hands. So that's a little bit of encouragement in what's going on with Julian.
Yeah, that's why Google and Twitter are banning everything, because all that FISA information, all that declass of that Donald Trump has declassed, it has to get out somewhere. And that's why Google is just banning everybody. They don't want that info out.
In honor of Pride Month, this next story. This is what, ladies and gentlemen, I'm laughing, but this is, I had this discussion with my brother-in-law. You're letting these Muslims in. You know the first thing they're going to do is
slit
your throat. Yeah. Just go along with this. This is an article for Business and Politics. Toronto Muslim man argues for execution of gays, says it's Sharia law, and it's coming to Canada. So that's in Canada.
I think it's there.
Well, they don't have it yet, but they're getting there. Please imagine for a second how the entire mainstream media would respond if a Christian man publicly argued that homosexuals should be executed. Can you imagine if some preacher would have said this? Christian preacher?
He'd be locked up.
I don't know what would happen to him, but something. But, I mean, have you ever seen the videos, like, especially from the 80s? I can remember there's a couple, a woman, in her habib, her headdress. And speaking about the infiltration of the West, infiltration of America specifically, how we're going to go in quiet, we're going to go in friendly, we're going to come in, and we're going to... for a big percentage. What percentage it is, I don't know, but it's not 5%. It's much higher than that. It's probably about 15, 20%, I would say, are extremely sympathetic to this basically caliphate proposition of going and taking over the West by stealth and getting footholds like Minnesota and promulgating from there.
Yeah.
That's my estimation. It's not 5%. It's way more than that.
Way more than that.
If you've ever seen those videos, it's chilling. Citizens disobey New Zealand gun ban. Only 530 of 300,000 people turned in guns.
So, awesome.
I think it's very awesome. Distrust for the government. That is one of the most important things that people can ever have.
Holder should send them over those Fast and Furious guns. So they have some more. He gives them to the rest of the world.
Yeah, why not give them to New Zealand?
Exactly.
What's the matter with New Zealand? Is he racist against New Zealand? Spread the wealth, right? In March, New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern announced the, quote, first tranche in a number of moves to restrict the rights of New Zealand citizens to protect themselves with firearms. The move was, of course, into the direct response of the shooting over there.
Yeah, supposedly that was a false flag, too. They shut all the information down.
Well, that's what I was going to say. It's like people ask me about Sandy Hook. Well, Sandy, I don't know.
Yeah, we don't know.
But it sure is suspicious. Yeah. There's a lot of suspicious things. We've had
a lot of questions.
James Fetzer on. James Fetzer has raised some very important questions. I don't know, but there's certainly some questions.
We weren't there.
Certainly some suspicious questions.
All
it's the same thing
all the houses in the towns got paid.
It's certainly suspicious here in New Zealand too, the reaction to it, mm-hmm. the way you couldn't have a video. You'd get arrested if you had a video of the shooter.
Just showing it. You had a video? Watching it or something. Crazy.
Very suspicious. Think of, again, let's go back to Larry Pinkney. Ladies and gentlemen, this stuff is not theory. There is organized people, that's all they do, sit here to shape the agenda in your mm-hmm. minds, and organizations and actions like this are out there. And then how they're used, whether they're real or not real, how they're used afterwards, it's obvious that they're being manipulated.
Yeah.
The broadcast of them.
It's not for our interest.
Not for our interest. Not freedom's interest. Our interest is freedom's mm-hmm. interest. The American ideal, the American way, is your endowment that you've been given from your creator, and that takes precedent over pretty much anything in this country and your ability to express that. That is the American ideal. That is Thomas Jefferson. That's why they're attacking Thomas Jefferson.
They are attacking Thomas Jefferson.
Do you hear this story of BBC? Russia and U.S. warships almost collide in the East China Sea.
That's probably those Chinese chips they got in the computers.
What a malfunction. The steering. Boop, 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 boop. I can see it now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Evasive measures. Theresa May officially steps down as Tory leader after Trump.
And who
left.
Didn't know that?
Well, she couldn't get
that.
It done across the board. Yeah. She couldn't get the football across the line, although she was set up to do it.
She was.
Yeah, that's where that goes from here. There's a lot of push. Neil Farage, he's getting a lot of support. Donald Trump over there.
Yeah, Nigel Farage, he's awesome.
Trump keeps saying, "You want a trade deal? We'll give you a
We'll give you a preferred trade deal.
Yeah, you get out of that EU.
Yeah,
we'll give you a preferred
trade
deal.
We'll take care of you."
Now, I've been critical of Trump on many things. Mm-hmm. I've been very applauding.
You've
of
been
Trump.
A lot more critical than I have.
Maybe questioning just certain things.
All right.
Well, you when you get off the radio, you're questioning the border too. Give me a break.
Not like you.
Well, yeah, that's true.
I didn't punch my fist through the wall like you did.
Yeah, figuratively. One thing, ladies and gentlemen, I have to believe all this anti-abortion push, this pro-life push that has been going on in these states would not have occurred under previous presidents.
There's no way.
There's no
absolutely
way.
No way.
The DOJ would be on them like white on rice.
They
couldn't even get the breathe.
Mm-hmm.
Or they threaten them some other way. Yeah. Or some. The IRS
take their money
them.
Away from them.
The IRS will be after them. Who knows?
Yeah.
I am out of my mind ecstatic about the direction that some of these states are taking to honor life.
Me too.
This is a huge marker in this country, that morality, that life, that decency, and still balance with choice. You know, women had a choice to get pregnant. Let's start
That's exactly right.
For a very small
responsibility.
Percentage. Right. So to start there. But they still, even with that, even with the push they make, there's still opportunities for them if they want to.
They have the after something pill?
Morning after pill.
Morning after pill.
Here's another sign of what I believe instinctually about Trump and the abortion issue. This is proof of it from ABC. Trump administration to cease use of fetal tissue in government research.
Love it. So, you don't know what they're building there.
So there's a lot of government contracts, grants, whatever you want to have, where the government's paying for research and they're using aborted fetal tissue. Donald Trump just canceled a huge swath of those contracts. Done. No more money.
Awesome.
No more. That's fantastic. What that says about life. Do we need research more than we need respect for life?
You should do that with all the government research, be honest with you, because the American people never get a cent.
Access to it.
And never sent.
They
benefit. They give it to some corporation, and the corporation makes billions after taxpayers paid for the whole thing.
Great point. Ohio doctor accused of murdering 25 patients with painkiller overdoses, opioids, of course. You know, the courts are starting to, again, this is another, you think that would happen under Obama?
Nope.
Trump's DOJ Trump or something, or there's the signal of, it's just like Craig Sawyer when you have him on about the pedophiles.
Mm-hmm.
And Craig says, well, is Trump directly involved? He says, no, Trump's not directly pushing us to do this. What Trump is doing is backing off and giving us the opportunity to do it. And so I think that's what's going on here with these mm-hmm. opioids. This would not happen, I don't think, with other administrations.
No, heck no.
Opioid maker insists admits to bribing doctors, agrees to pay $225 million lawsuit. And these are the people we trust to make vaccines.
Yeah.
So vaccines are safe and effective.
I think they were talking about the spray that had the fentanyl in it. Man, that fentanyl is rough. That's to stop you breathing, that fentanyl.
Time out of the Times Union, bill ending religious exemptions for vaccination languishes in assembly. This is in Manhattan. Time is running out for state lawmakers to act on a bill that would end non-medical exemptions to the state's vaccine requirements for children. Let me interpret what's going on here because these articles are written so weird sometimes.
Yeah.
They're in New York. They're trying to get rid of medical exemptions for vaccines, or not medical, religious, you know, conscientious. I don't want this. God doesn't want me to have this in my body, whatever. I don't want it. And they're trying to get rid of it with this bill. Well, it's kind of like it's just sitting there. Nothing's happening. This is such good news.
Yeah.
What is this saying? It's saying that people aren't.
Yeah,
they're not letting this stuff getting shoved down their throat.
Right.
Maybe New York wants to abort newborn babies. Alabama doesn't. Georgia doesn't. There's getting backlash. Now even New York, there's hesitancy.
Hesitancy. They're afraid somebody's going to take it to court and win.
There's an article from Common Dreams. New report names nearly 4,000 companies profiting off private prison industry. The prison industrial complex.
Who didn't know that?
There's a big connection between rap music and prison mm-hmm. industrial complex at the time. We've had guests on. Maybe we should have another guest about that.
Everybody in prison is bonded, and they're trading them on the stock market.
Here's a chilling. Democrats remove "So Help Me God" from House committee oaths.
Oh.
Do you know where that came from? "So Help Me God." Do you know where that kind of originated in America?
Mm-mm.
George Washington, when he took his oath, he added "So Help Me God."
Oh, okay.
He insisted.
That's right. I remember.
He take
that
his oath on the Bible.
That's right.
He insisted he put his hand on the Bible mm-hmm. and raised his arm to the square, and he in the end of his oath he said "So Help Me God."
Yep.
And
I remember
people
that.
Did that for me.
I was not there, but I remember it.
You know what? Joseph Myers.
Joseph Myers.
Love you, Joseph, if you're listening. This is an important story. The Democrats say, you know, religion has no business in Congress. Basically saying God
yeah,
is
yeah. Show me
is the, nothing about history.
The Bibles that Congress made.
A couple more stories. We'll try to get to them. Norbert's coming on. 5G, EMF. Stay tuned. PowerHour.com. Great to be with you.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural Oxy-C. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. Oxy-C is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all-natural Oxy-C and prepare to be amazed. Oxy-C is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rents.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rents.com.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 Moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you'll know that Fukushima, the greatest calamity in history, has now, as I've been warning since 3/11, killed off virtually the whole North Pacific Ocean and especially up and down the entire West Coast. The radiation is migrating inland and is moving across the entire country. There's only one proven defender to radiation exposure, the brilliant Chernobyl-proven discovery of Dr. Michael Kiriak, which combines the four most potent and powerful algaes on the planet, imported to the U.S. and known as bio-superfood. I've taken bio-superfood every day for several years now and want you to do the same for your sake and the health and safety of your family and loved ones. Take the banner at the top of Rents.com and prepare to learn how to save your life.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Numana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food stores I love to eat. Yum!
Welcome back to the Power Hour. So good to be with you. Thepowermall.com. We have specials on Strauss Heart Drops, which is probably the most miraculous product that we've seen for numbers. I mean, just thousands and thousands of people over the years have been helped in dramatic ways. And we have free shipping on that. And we're stocked up. You call, we have it. And we'll ship it right out on that. And free shipping just on the Strauss Heart Drops. So please take advantage of that. Also, the Life Enthusiast products, the magnesium oil. You gotta have magnesium, ladies and gentlemen. The magnesium oil. If you do anything athletic, if your grandchildren, children do anything athletic, it is fantastic before you go do some activity to keep your hamstring from pulling or tweaking or whatever. If you're into sports, it's amazing. The Himalayan salt, with its own energy and vibration there. There's no salt I've ever had like it. It's the best. We love it. It's pretty much exclusive. Let's put it this way. When we go to restaurants and there's salt there, we wish we would have taken our salt from home. Yeah. I mean, that's how good it is. The 20% off, I think there's a couple things left at the 20% off. So ask Jay about that. We have some clearance, that we're trying to, take overstock or old stock out. But they're still great products. We just really haven't talked about them enough. And so people don't, key in on them. The Topperson, pain is a chronic problem in this country. So try Topperson. It helps your body heal itself. That is fantastic. That is important. So check all those products out at the Power Mall, thepowermall.com, and all the other things and great products that you've come to know and love. 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. Thank you for your purchases, your donations, your thoughts, your prayers, your attention. Thank you. We're in this together. This is your broadcast. A couple stories before we get to our next guest that I was not able to finish. This story about the Democrats removing, so help me God, from House committee oaths. I think God belongs in religious institutions, in temple and church and cathedral and mosque, but not in Congress, says Representative Steve Cohen from Texas. Is that a damning statement or is that a damning statement?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean,
he's a moron.
Well, I mean, they don't know the history of this country at all. One of the first acts of Congress was to print Bibles.
Bibles.
And hand out. And they do not know the history of this country. Forever 1776, the book that we wrote. Please check that out. You want to know they're not being taught. Please buy that book. We have some specials on that also at the Power Mall. That's his, we do not have religious tests, declared Gerald Nadler of New York. Well, we used to have religious tests in this country, just so you know.
Yep.
We used to have religious tests. You had to be Christian. You had to be sympathetic towards the Bible.
Says over Congress.
What does it say?
In God we trust.
In God we trust, yes. So this is a very bad sign to say that we're not going to say, so help me God.
Yeah, stupid.
What's next? I mean, we're anyway.
Lock us all up. That's next.
Mother of son killed. No, that's not happening. It's not happened to me.
Nope.
That's why you have guns. Mother of son killed by illegal to Pelosi. Which one of your children is expendable for an illegal life? Great question.
Mm-hmm.
And this is out of NBC. This is the world should know what they're doing out there. This is crazy, a man said who refused to give his passcode to police. Give up your password or go to jail when stopped by police. They push legal boundaries to get into phones. Why do they want to know your phones and your phone records? That's against the Fourth Amendment. Ladies and gentlemen, the Bill of Rights is there to protect you, is to stop government intrusion into what? Your endowment, who you are, and your freedom. Period.
Period.
Government, you rather have a million or a thousand serial killers out there than one big government like Nazi Germany.
Yeah.
That's what you rather have. Veterans get access to urgent care. More doctors starting Thursday under new law in Veteran Affairs. This happened yesterday. This is in Virginia. Other states are pushing this.
Very good.
So veterans, maybe they are getting some other access. Walmart service to deliver groceries inside customers' homes. So now they're going to come inside your home and deliver?
I wouldn't do that.
Are they going to give a vaccine while they're there? Is that next? I'm always creeped out. Hershey, Nestle, and Mars bars will not promise that their chocolate is free of child labor. There's something.
And carcinogens. Did you read that? Is that that article that has all those carcinogens in it?
No, I did not. That's something to be aware of. Jupiter, the planet, will be so close this month, that you can use binoculars to see their moons. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to see something spectacular,
take a look.
If you know somebody with a telescope, boy, now's the time to buddy up to them and say, hey, let's take a look at those moons. Or if you have somebody with good binoculars, you can see the moons from Jupiter or of Jupiter.
Wow.
With binoculars this month. Pretty cool. Big Pharma, we've been talking about this 23andMe and these DNA companies.
Oh, those ones that lie and
just make up things and say that you're less than 1% African or just make up things. Yeah. Big Pharma just bought access to your DNA from genealogy company 23andMe. So how long did you think it was going to be before Big Pharma said, well, we won't buy the data because the data, that would be immoral to buy the, we'll just buy the company.
Right.
So we have access.
Access to everything so we can make a bio weapon to take care of you.
Digital censorship. Amazon removes controversial documentaries.
Oh, they're getting rid of everything.
Vaxxed. They got rid of Vaxxed.
Yeah.
OMG,
GMO. They're purging everything. They don't want any information out.
The evidence is in. Raw milk actually boosts immunity, prevents infection. Very important story.
And makes strong teeth.
Fasting prevents and halts diabetes. In some cases, this is from Mercola, so check that out. That's a great article. Vitamin D, once again, scientifically proven to prevent cancer. Remember selenium, too. Ladies and gentlemen, the selenium we sell at the Power Mall and the vitamin D, that you can't just get any kind. You got to get the good quality.
Mm-hmm.
It's proven. This went to court in America because they sued the company.
Mm-hmm.
It's proven that right around 50% the lower your risk of cancer death if you take that right source of selenium every day.
Yep.
And we say, I mean, that's another one of those things. Why do you not have oregano, super silver, and why do you not have selenium and vitamin D?
That's right.
That we have over there.
And try to get some sun every day.
Canine infertility, is food to blame? Now canines, their fertility is being down? Could that have anything to do with the vaccines?
That dog
what have
food,
you?
The Chinese dog food is all for garbage. I could see that easily.
Well, or the vaccines.
Yeah, vaccines too, yeah.
Think about the vaccines.
A lot of them only give vaccines to animals every 3 years because they're so hard on them. The smart ones.
The last story or last thought, I was talking to my wife during the break, and she came in and she was mentioning abortions. She said, all you need to say is, if those fetuses are not humans, if they're not life, then why are they harvesting organs from them?
Good thought. Yeah.
Boom.
Bam.
Bam.
They are. They are.
Exactly.
It's simple. Exactly. Easy question.
Yeah, they are. That's the whole point. Mm-hmm. Or they wouldn't be harvesting organs or trying to harvest organs from them. There's the news. Uncle Kevin, thank you for joining us. Have a great weekend.
I'm sure you will.
Yeah,
I'm gonna.
Yeah, we'll go. Our next guest is very important. We're excited to have him. Norbert Heuser. He's CEO of IPC USA, developers of protection technology on what we're going to talk about. He's a cell phone industry watchdog, has been actively engaged in research, design, and manufacture of products that shield the human body and other living things from this EMF, whatever you call it, soup that we're bathed in, it seems like. Anyway, we're very excited to have on Norbert. Welcome to the Power Hour.
Well, good day to you, Daniel. Let me say to you and your listeners, I'm very pleased and honored to be back on this program.
Yes, very good. I know a couple, now 3 years ago with Joyce, you were on one time, and very cool. I would like to start the interview. Tell us a little bit about you and about your interest in EMF, 5G, whatever. How did you get interested in all of this?
Well, first of all, I'm for the last 40 years in alternative medicine. And 10 years ago, I started to give workshops and seminars about information in the health area, which usually are not accessible or people are not really aware of, and many doctors don't practice. And when I looked into this, I came up with a program, one-day seminar, which is called There's Only One Reason You Can't Become Sick, which, of course, sounds lunatic, right, when you hear that. At the beginning of my workshops, I ask people to raise their hands who believes that this is true. Of course, nobody raises their hand. And I must say, at beating my own drum, at the end of the workshop, 100% raise their hands and understand there's only one reason you can become sick. Okay, cool. So that takes a day. And over the time, I looked into that one reason you can become sick, which had in total 21 causes. For that one reason, 21 causes. And I came across that electromagnetic fields, where 10 years ago was very much in the distance. Nowadays, it's very much in the front, one of the main causes after oxygen and water to become sick. Oxygen number one, water number two, electromagnetic fields number three, because the increase of electromagnetic fields has been so dramatic over the last 10 years. It has been never been like this in history of humankind. And when we talk about electromagnetic fields, I knew there was something going wrong. So I dove into it, and it took me 10 years to get where I am today with technologies to handle it.
Well, let's give a little bit of background about EMF. And it's kind of a broad cell phones, smart meters, whatever, but EMF, electromagnetic fields. Yeah. Give us a better understanding of what they are. Why are they so damaging? Why is they, you know, is it true that they could have made cell phones on a different frequency that would have not interfered with our bodies? Discuss that.
Okay. Now, when we talk about electromagnetic fields, I must give a quick listing because we think primarily about cell phones. But electromagnetic fields are created and used by cell phones, Wi-Fi, smart meters, GPS, every computer screen, every TV screen, every screen, microwave ovens, and even cars, which lots of people have no idea about, and, of course, electric cars. All these products use and create electromagnetic fields, like cell phone. When some companies say, oh, we have a gadget here, we can stop the electromagnetic field or reduce it, this is BS, because you need electromagnetic fields to make a cell phone call. So you have to have it to make a cell phone call. So we have sold our soul and our society and our health to an industry which have created products and never took the precaution. How can we design the product and not be harmful? And to make this clear to the listeners, I'm all for progress. Technology progress is basically something valuable unless it's abusive. And most importantly, if it's not something used against people. So progress is great, but not everything we can manufacture is good to use. Everything we can technically do is not practically helpful for the people. And the big industry doesn't care health. Remember the time with tobacco and cigarettes. They knew what they were doing. They knew what they were doing. Cell phone companies know what they're doing. A friend of mine used to work for Ericsson, and years ago, they already took cell phones, attached them to the head of pigs, let them run around with a cell phone actively walking for some time, then took the pig, slaughtered them, opened up the head, the brain, the skull, and to find out how far these frequencies had penetrated their head, their skull, and their brain. So it's known, and the industry knows it, but they shut their eyes, and no company ever had to prove that cell phones or the other gadgets like Wi-Fi and so on are harmless. Nobody had ever to prove that. It's insane, but it's what it is. And imagine now the American population is about 330 million people, and we have more than 330 million cell phones in the United States.
Wow.
More than population.
All right, couple questions. One, what is going on? What goes on with the body in interacting with these waves? Why is it harmful? Why is EMF harmful?
Well, it's just like, let me make the comparison similar. Why is smoking harmful, or why is taking arsenic every day harmful? The body is worked on sanity, on harmony. This is what God designed the body to be, in harmony. And the last 200 years, we have introduced products on this planet which are very fancy and very charming and very entertaining and very practical, and most of them harm the human body. That's just what it is. I cannot work against nature. I have to work with nature. I have to reinforce what nature's intentions are, but not contradict these. So these frequencies, the human body has a natural electromagnetic field of 60 to 90, what we call milliwatt per square meter. So let's keep in mind 60 to 90. That's a natural magnetic field which the body will live with and wants to live with and can handle, and shouldn't have more than 120. Making a cell phone, you have between 2,000 and 6,000.
Oh.
Driving an electric car, you have between 4,000 and 10,000.
Oh, my gosh.
And the German University of Mainz, as you can tell perhaps by my slang, I'm not American-American, I'm German. And the German University of Mainz, a city close to Frankfurt, they made intense tests by taking drivers and electric cars of the new generations and measured the brain activity and the heart activity of these people driving an electric car. And the results are so bad that nobody understands why nobody stops to manufacture electric cars instantly as they are designed now. So when I came up with my technology for cell phones, people said, oh, you become a millionaire now because you can handle cell phones. Cell phone is not dangerous anymore. I said, no, I will not become a millionaire because these cell phone companies will not put them in their cell phones. If they would put them in a cell phone, every cell phone would be healthy. But then they would admit that something is wrong now. And on every cell phone manual, 200-300 pages, of course, everyone reads them on a Saturday evening, 200-300 pages manual. And yeah. Somewhere on page 225 or 354, it says, do not hold the cell phone against your skin. Keep it in distance from your skin. Wow. Of course, everybody does that, right? You hold your cell phone right up to your ear when you make a cell phone call, but they're now already preparing for future lawsuits where they said, look, we told you, look in the manual, we told you not to hold it against your skin. But, sir, excuse me, if it's not harmful, why can't I hold it against my skin?
Let me ask a follow-up question to what you said. We're going to get into that more in detail. You mentioned the study Ericsson with the pigs. What did they find in that study when they cut the brains open?
Oh, that the frequency totally penetrate and heat up the brain and fry it. If you go on my website,
like a microwave, kind of like a microwave.
Yeah, it's the same thing like a microwave. To make a phone call is similar to take the microwave oven, open it up, put your head in the microwave oven, and press start.
God Almighty!
Nobody does that. So if you go on my website, protectpro.net. protectpro.net. They have a special button for the listeners, which is called 5G. And on that button, if you click that button, you get 17 most key videos which teach you everything about cell phones and electromagnetic fields and 5G. Among others, speaks to Senator Patrick Kolbeck from the Michigan House of Representatives in a 2018 hearing where he strongly opposes about using 5G in our society. You have a Professor Olle Johansson, very cool guy, from Sweden University. He has more than 143 original papers, reviews, books, chapters, conferences on speaking about electromagnetic fields and how dangerous it is, especially for children. Then you have a guy called Barry Trower. He's a whistleblower. He used to work for the UK Secret Service. And he's a microwave specialist since 1945. And he explains in 3, 4, 5 videos I have exactly what it is, what 5G does, and how it harms not only the people, but nature as well, and the damages. Cool guy. A man met him called Dr. Lee Davis. She explains perfectly what's going on, and the listeners can get a crash course by just going to my website, press the button, 5G and more, and look and listen to this. You get the best, you get the most intense course you can ever have in life.
Okay, let me give a scenario. You correct me where I'm wrong, fill in the blanks, or let me try to summarize what's going on. Our bodies are an bioelectro entity. We have, yes, our cells are vibrating at certain frequencies. That's electricity.
Yes.
There's reactions. The oxygen, carbon dioxide, even nitric, yeah, oxide, all those things. It's like an engine. There's reactions going on. It's creating electricity. It's creating charge. It's creating activity. You are a bioelectric field. So when there's other fields out there that are interacting with it, there's some sort of connection. There's some sort of interaction. Our bodies are made to resonate at certain frequencies and certain harmony. Your cells are designed to resonate at certain harmonies. And so that, yes, leads to health. That leads to good cell reproduction, a good cell destruction, and then making new ones, and all those processes. What you're saying is, things like cell phones, and one of the reasons I think this is so hard for people to wrap their minds around, because you don't see it. It's unseen. It's like a odorless gas or something, yeah, is that these other fields, like cell phones, like 5G, whatever, they have a much stronger, much more invasive, chaotic field that now interferes with your natural field and affects it. That's basically what you're saying. And then when it affects it, it's the chaotic nature of these technologies are bringing their chaos into your own bioelectric field, bringing chaos to your health system. Yes?
Yes. Yes, absolutely. You nailed it down. Absolutely. And on my website, there is a page which shows you that in one day, a cell phone runs through your body 19 million pulses through all the cells, through the entire body per day. A cell phone runs 19 million pulses. Bung, 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 bung. 19 million times, okay? And the consequences are widely spread. There are many, many consequences. One of which, for example, you surely agree, the body is based on all. The body is based on water, and the functions of the body and the communication within the body is water. Now, the water structure in the body is killed by electromagnetic fields. And you can see that. I'll have done what you called dark field microscopy testings, where red blood cells are clumped, like what we called money, and where they cannot have enough oxygen because they are clumped and clustered and so on. So the consequences are endless for the adults. We know, it's known, there's a fact that the sperm count in man in quality becomes bad and reduces by 30 to 40% lower sperm count in man. We know that. We know that women's fertilization is in danger. We know that hip replacements from 2000 to 2010 have doubled. Hip replacements. Ooh. Where do most of the people wear their cell phones?
On their hip.
On their hips.
In their pocket.
And it has tripled for people in age between 45 and 54. Imagine, hip replacement between 2000 and 2010 has tripled for people of age 45 to 54. Tripled.
We have
the children.
I'm going to cut you off here because we got to, probably a minute and a half, 2 minutes at the most before the break. Let me ask a follow-up question. We'll get to more of this on the other side of the break. What can people do about cell phones? Can they, besides the technology, we're going to look into some of your technology, but keep it away from them, use headsets. What are some suggestions?
Okay. The least suggestion, the most dangerous, is to use these Bluetooth wireless headsets. That's multi-dangerous. To use regular headsets, which you in many cases cannot attach anymore to the cell phones. They don't have a plug to do that. But even then, if you use a headset, the frequency crawls along the cable into your head. People think they're safe. Or if you be on speakerphones, first of all, most of the cases, you cannot be on speakerphone. You bother too much wherever you are and the noise level and so on and so forth. But even if you're on speakerphone, you still harm your body. A bit less than have it on the ear, okay, fine. But to have it 20% less doesn't mean it's healthy. The problem is not only the cell phone. Even if you say, to be safe, the cell phone must be about 10 feet away from your body, full stop. In the old times when I had no solution yet, I had my cell phone 10 feet away in my office. The phone was ringing, cell phone. I answered it and said, okay, John, I call you back. Hang up. I put the phone down, went to my unsexy conventional landline, and called him back for my landline. That was the only way I could do it. But most of the people don't have even a landline anymore. So there is, unfortunately, no solution except for handling the problem. The government doesn't handle it for you. The industry doesn't give a damn. They don't handle it for you. You have to do it yourself.
Great information with Norbert Heuser. Norbert, it's very good to have you on. We'll continue this on the other side. Very important topic. Very important. We'll get into some strategies, and we're also testing some of your products so that we can bring this.
No, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.
Dr. Joe Schneller.
The efficacy that we're looking for, that we're going to prove, is that Carnivora wakes up this immune system and makes it dominate.
I highly recommend that you get started right away using Carnivora because it really will help you. Just follow the directions as the company gives them to you. And I just want everybody to know that there's been no one paid to do this. I'm doing this on my own because I care about everybody and want to see healthy people.
My husband has recovered tremendously after the physician suggested that he start taking Carnivora. When he was doing so well, I decided to start taking it as well, and we're both so pleased to be able to feel healthy again.
Hello, folks. Richard Ostro of Carnivora Research International here. Visit carnivora.com or call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's carnivora.com or 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Call us today.